India is often criticized for rapid development and heavy greenhouse gas production. But it's also the country where the term tree hugger originated. An upcoming performance by an Indian-American dance troupe highlights Indian and American conservation history. It combines traditional dance, martial arts, and even the writings of Rachel Carson to raise environmental awareness. I stopped by the dance troupe's rehearsal in a Pittsburgh suburb to learn more. Nandanik Dance Troupe artistic director Nandini Mandal guides about 40 teenage girls to stomp rhythmically in a dance that represents tree worship. It's the first scene in the show they're rehearsing, Prakriti Matrika Mritika. It translates as an ode to the mother goddess and nature.
The tree is the lifeblood of the village. The elements are important, and you preserve all the elements. And they just take as much as they need.
Mandal is referring to villagers of a sect called Bishnoi, founded 540 years ago. A guru instructed the Bishnoi to protect trees and wildlife. He prophesied that harming the environment means harming oneself. Mandal tells the girls how that commitment to environmental protection plays out in the performance. In the story, a king wants a larger palace with ornate painted filigrees. He needs wood to burn paint for the rich colors he wants. So the king sends his men to get the best trees.
And so the woodcutters come, they follow the king's orders, and eventually they reach the Vishnoi village to cut down the precious trees. So we go for the king's court scene. So the woodcutters and the kings will merge in. Everybody else, please go to the side. And
Nandanik Dance Troupe performs a new original work every couple years in Pittsburgh. Previous shows have focused on social issues like conformity. While this year's show includes the story of the Bishnoi, it also alludes to modern events, like the Chipko movement. In the 1970s, as businesses cleared acres of trees around Himalayan villages to make products like tennis rackets, people living in the forests fought back. They literally hugged trees to fend off logging. Chipko started as a tribal self-preservation movement, but activists the world over carried it out as an environmental rallying cry. But now, Mandal says,
many of the younger generation also are not, they just read it in the history books in India. I don't think they're really aware of the part it played.
17-year-old Rusha Mandal, the artistic director's daughter, says this year marks her fifth time in a performance with the dance troupe. This program's her favorite because she says it has
a meaning, a cross-cultural meaning from our Indian culture to the American culture that we've been brought up in. So everyone's saying go green and all of that. And just in school the other week, I was doing a project on environmental issues. So it's really nice to find this connection, the ideas and themes of kind of starting locally and preserving things locally to make a bigger difference on the world.
Rusha Mandal's school project included reading from Rachel Carson. During the show, a Pittsburgh artist will read passages from Carson's work. The dancers and actors will don colorful saris and scarves made in India. The energetic, emotional performance has a hopeful ending. Nandini Mandal says the show's particularly relevant in a time where people are witnessing increasing deforestation, climate change, and environmental disasters.
The last time this year we had the Kashmir floods, the flash floods. 2 years ago we had the devastating landslides, washing down pilgrims on the way. Like thousands and thousands lost their lives. So they say that this was caused by indiscriminate, like cutting down the trees from the Himalayan sides, as well as, building too many houses, too many hotels.
Okay, we're starting with the second scene one more time.
Organizers say that one play raising awareness of environmental issues may not turn things around dramatically, but if they can get people to consider their actions, they'll have done their job. I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan for the Allegheny Front. Photos of the group's rehearsal, as well as archival images of the Chipko tree huggers, are at AlleghenyFront.org. While you're there, you can also find more information about the play, taking place November 15th and 16th at Pittsburgh's Kelly Strayhorn Theater.
Chim, chim, chundutta, tributa, divita, tumta, da, thinna, deeta, da, thinna, deeta, kumta, kumta.